This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. We're learning more about that deadly boating accident on Geneva Lake that left three children dead. It came after a fast-moving storm hit the area last Friday. The 23-foot boat capsized and sank, throwing nine people into the water. Three children were later found inside the boat and pronounced dead. Seven others were rescued. An investigation continues. Racine leaders are deciding whether to begin talks on a major Shoup Park redevelopment. The plan includes a redesigned golf course and upgrades that are privately backed. People in Kenosha and Racine counties can apply for FEMA help after spring storms and flooding. Officials say file insurance first. FEMA only covers what insurance doesn't. Aid may include housing, repairs, and personal property replacement. You can apply online or by phone. A fatal I-94 crash in Kenosha County involved two separate collisions Sunday. A 21-year-old driver hit the median, leaving his car blocked, and was struck by another vehicle. He died. Two others were hospitalized but are expected to recover. And Vice President J.D. Vance will visit a Milwaukee military facility tomorrow. He'll speak at the 128th Air Refueling Wing Hangar. His last Wisconsin stop was in February. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. Authorities arrested two people on homicide charges last weekend after boaters allegedly spotted a human arm with a Packers tattoo in an Illinois lake. Illinois State Police say the human remains were found the weekend before the 4th in Lake Mattoon. That's in the central part of Illinois. Authorities later identified the man as 38-year-old Dale Wayne Turner of Plainfield. Police arrested 26-year-old James Adams and 62-year-old Robin Turner on charges of concealing a homicide and dismembering a human body. Court records show Turner was the victim's wife and Adam his half-brother. Police say they expect additional charges. Thousands of 4th of July travelers got a bit of freedom from recent exploding prices at the pump. But as Civic Media's Melissa Kay tells us, we're still paying more than we were over last year's Independence Day.
Gas prices fell 8.3 cents over the last week, landing at an average of $3.55 on Monday. This is 41.4 cents per gallon, lower than a month ago, but almost 63 cents higher than this time last year. Officials at Gas Buddy say prices fell in nearly every state over the last week, with diesel declining in all 50. The national average of gasoline on July 4th priced in at the third most expensive Independence Day on record at $3.74. While oil prices are down, Gas Buddy officials say continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian refinery infrastructure is forcing Russia to shift from fuel exporter to importer. This is tightening global supplies and putting upward pressure on prices. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Gas experts say until the refining supply picture improves, significant further drops at the pump may be limited. Nonprofit groups across Wisconsin could get help boosting security as a new federal grant opens for applications. The program is aimed at organizations that may face threats because of their mission or beliefs. State officials say groups must show they are at risk and outline their security needs. Applications are due by July 15th. CDC officials say a diarrhea-causing parasite is making people sick across the country, including right here in Wisconsin. They say the parasite, called cyclosporiasis, is spread when contaminated water is sprayed on plants at farms. The parasite multiplies during humid conditions. Michigan recently saw a surge in cases, reporting nearly 600 cases as of July 4th. Wisconsin had fewer than 10 cases so far in the last report from the CDC. No specific food has been tied to the outbreak, but produce, including basil, cilantro, and berries have been cited in known cases. Doctors say you can avoid getting sick by washing produce with large amounts of clean water, washing your hands with soap and water before preparing food, and keeping fruits and vegetables chilled. We have new details about the Lake Geneva boating accident that claimed the lives of three children last Friday. Geneva Lake Police identified the children in a release yesterday as a 6-year-old boy and two girls ages 7 and 10. Police said the 47-year-old man operating the boat had extensive boating experience and all the children on board were wearing properly fitted life jackets. Police say the driver was trying to get to shore when at least two large waves broke over the bow, capsizing the boat. Divers found the sunken boat in 32 feet of water with the three child victims inside. They say the children died from drowning. The National Weather Service confirmed that the storm that capsized the boat packed winds of 90 to 100 miles per hour. A Rice Lake man is charged after allegedly trying to hire someone to kill the mother of his child following a custody dispute. A criminal complaint shows Tyler Krotow was in jail earlier this month for a separate case when he tried to hire a fellow inmate. The inmate told officials that Krotow repeatedly said he wanted his ex to die and that he wanted it to look like a fatal overdose. His plans included having the inmate's female acquaintance befriend the woman, then provide her with a fatal dose of drugs. Krotow is charged with solicitation of first-degree intentional homicide and faces up to 12 and a half years in prison, a $25,000 fine, or both. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
A comeback win in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers were down 3-0, then scored 4 runs in the 7th to beat the Cardinals last night, 4-3. David Hamilton could miss some time. The speedy third baseman rounding first on a 2-run RBI double during that 7th inning rally and left with tightness in his left hamstring. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I don't know. As hamstrings go, they usually take a little time, so I'm anticipating it's going to take a little time.
Today it's a doubleheader against the Cardinals. Jacob Mizorowski with a starting game 1. World Cup soccer. The USA eliminated by Belgium last night, 4-1. The USA's head coach asked if news of President Trump calling FIFA was a distraction for the team.
I think we were not good enough today. We don't need to find another excuse or wasn't our day. It wasn't a situation that affected us on the group.
That's USA head coach Mauricio Pochettino. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today with a high in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy. We're going to drop to around 65 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. We may catch an isolated shower or thundershower with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.